This week, six different high schools in Humboldt County collected more than 13 tons of non-perishable goods. That's more than triple the amount they collected last year for the annual Food for People holiday food drive, which feeds thousands of food insecure residents throughout the winter months in Humboldt County. Students like Sebastian Lee and Jewel Blanchard, both seniors from St. Bernard's Academy in Eureka, said they wanted to top their previous contributions from last year.
I don't know about the other schools, but we have, what, two pallets right here now and six more coming tomorrow?
I think we have three here, yeah. I think we have nine total. They said it's going to be around 6 tons of food.
While each school competes for the Golden Cup, an award given to the school that collects the most food, Blanchard says they're motivated by more than just the competition.
Meeting the other schools is a bonus, you know? Our main goal here is really to help the people in our community.
And with last year's total cans at 3.5 tons, they've nearly doubled that with just their contributions. The total amount this year far exceeded goals for the food drive, and Senator Mike McGuire, who works with the high schools and Food for People, says that made him incredibly proud of the youth in the area.
The students of Humboldt County have done a phenomenal job. They have been so incredibly generous, and they are throwing it down. They take this competition seriously. They want to end hunger here in Humboldt County, and I got to tell you, it makes me emotional thinking about it. It's pretty cool.
McGuire says the efforts of these high school students will be enough to feed thousands across the country for several months.
There is an acute crisis in a lot of rural California, and these food donations are going to go far here into 2019.
Executive Director for Food for People, Ann Holcomb, agreed and says the amount of donations makes her hopeful about the future of Humboldt County residents.
You know, we often tend to think of younger people as being self-absorbed and busy with their own social activities and so forth. And I am just so impressed with the way they have embraced this and have been very thoughtful about the level of need in the community and how they want to help.
Right now, the organization is scrambling for space to accommodate all of the winter food donations, which she says is actually a great problem to have. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.